Every little breeze floating through the trees has a meaning all of its own. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with thought for today. Every little breeze floating through the trees have a meaning all their own. Ellen has written to the students and participants who attended our seminars, our master seminars over the years, and as she has written to them, they are people who have been with us for 20, 30, 40 years. They've been around for a long time and been doing great things. And one of our participants wrote a beautiful letter, very positive, in saying how much the seminars have meant to him and how much everything meant to him. And then when he concluded his statement, he said, "The biggest thing that I learned is that I must do it myself, and I must do it alone. Going to seminars is not going to help me. Going to seminars is not going to make it happen for me. I must do it myself." Now, if we were to take his quote and put it there without any reference to it, you'd think that he thinks that going to seminars is not beneficial. Well, then when you check his seminar record, you find he has been to 7 seminars. Very beautiful. And very, very, very dedicated and a very obstinate person at every seminar. Every seminar he gave the seminar, he gave me a very hard time. He tried to prove to me that I was wrong. He tried to prove to me the things that we were doing were not beneficial. And he was trying to prove to me that there are outer things that can take care of the inner things. And he worked on it because this is what he had always learned. This is how he went to school. This is what he had been taught by his parents, his family, his peers, his world. And then he was away for the seminars for a couple of years. And then he wrote back. He just was done with everything. He was done with all. And we said, "That's fine." And then he wrote back and he said, "The seminars were the most brilliant things in his life. They illumined him. They turned him on. They gave him direction in life. They gave him purpose. They gave him values. And they taught him that no matter what he has learned or no matter what he does, he's going to have to put it to work in himself, by himself. It's a personal job. It's a thing that he can only do himself. Nobody else can do it for him. There is no great healer. There is no great teacher, no great person that's going to show him the way. He has to find it from within himself. But he gets on the path by going to the seminars. He gets on the path by reading. He gets on the path by meditating. He gets on the path by all his inner searching." And this is true for all of us. Every little breeze comes along and tries to sway us by its enchantment. We smell the fragrance of the flowers and we see the delight of the daisies that are just sort of weaving in the breeze in the field. And we think to ourselves how wonderful and how joyous that is. And then we think, yes, I know what I'm going to do. I am going to become one with the daisies. I'm going to become one with the daisies. And other people look at you and they say, "Cuckoo, cuckoo." "One with the daisies? You can't do that." "Oh, yes, I can." So he leaves his friends, he leaves the crowd, and goes out in the middle of the field and sits with the daisies, probably sitting right on top of a bunch of them and squishing them down. But that's not the point. He's sitting with the daisies, becoming one with them. Oh, he brushes them nicely aside so he doesn't sit on too many of them. And as he sits there, he becomes still. And he listens to the daisies, and the daisies are just sort of murmuring in the breeze. The breeze just lifts their petals or their little leaves, and they are peaceful and content. And then after a while, he doesn't hear the breeze any longer. He doesn't hear the daisies as they're making motion in the afternoon sun. He feels a warmth within himself. He feels an inner awareness, an inner sensation, and he says, that's nice. And he doesn't rush anywhere. He doesn't have any current problems on his mind that take his attention. He just sort of, like a nothingness, sits there and perhaps looks across the field of daisies. Perhaps he looks across the sky and sees the breeze blowing there. Perhaps he has his eyes closed. And in that closed eyes, he just relaxes every muscle on his face. And every bone. And then the next thing you know, he lays down in the daisies. And he's surrounded by all the daisies, and every muscle of his body is just relaxed. It's just very flaccid, very light and easy. And he's looking up at the sky, and then he closes his eyes, and he brings the sky that he sees when he opens his eyes. When he closes his eyes, that sky that he sees when he opens his eyes is inside of him. And he sees that light. And then while he's listening to that inner light and looking at that inner light and feeling that inner light, the inner light becomes brighter and brighter and brighter. It becomes so bright that it is no light at all. He is merged with himself and with the allness. And he has found his inner self. He has found the peace that he was searching by every time he'd sit in meditation, or every time he'd sit in a chair, every time he'd read a book or attend a seminar or go to a three-hour meditation, he would be looking for that inner peace. And just there, laying in that field of daisies, at first totally embraced by the light that is so bright he cannot understand it, and then he feels peace. He takes a big sigh, a big breath. He lets it all out two or three times. And he just is gone. He's not asleep. We think he's asleep because he doesn't answer to anything. But he's in that inner sanctum, that inner realm of absolute bliss. Now, what comes from the inner realm of absolute bliss? I know. Some people do know. But unless you experience it for yourself, you'll never know. Because I cannot give you my bliss, nor can I give you my dream fulfilled. But I can lead you to the path of dreams. I can lead you to the field of vision. And therein, you stop, and you listen. And you listen to that inner self of yourself, which you've never heard before, really. And that inner self of yourself says, all is good. All is very good. And you feel so at peace, so total peace. And you let little ideas whisper through your consciousness. And the idea might have been something that plagued you during the day is that you must accomplish. And as the idea comes to your mind, you just say, it is done. As each thought comes to your consciousness, and not as a stressful tension thought, just as a thought of awareness, and you and I, in the peace of my heart, in the peace of my heart, I say, it is done. Not like some monumental earthquake or tornado or some storm has come in and taken care of something, but just a peaceful knowingness that it is done. And in this peaceful knowingness that it is done, it is done. And no matter what comes to my attention, I do not try to figure it out or try to manipulate my thinking on it. I just say, it is done. It is done. It is done. And as I say this, it is done. It is done. And as I say this, I am peace. And as I say this, I say, oh, that's what it's all about. Letting go. And so it is. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.